Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is that something that you would go for 10 times out of 10, or is that a gut thing and kind of a situational thing? How do you kind of process
it? Yeah, I mean, felt good about our chances. Had a chance to win the game right there, and we didn't get it done.
John, the play before, it looked like he made the first down. There was no measurement. Was it clear?
The signal was first down. They signaled first down, and they changed it from what I was told after the game there when I visited with Cleet that I think they radioed down and changed it. So
it came from upstairs.
I believe so.
First down.
Yes.
And you
yeah.
Can't do anything about asking for a measurement or, I mean, in that case, you're powerless, I guess?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we didn't get the job done. I didn't get the job done. And they did a good job in the red zone. We should have scored. You know, our red zone stats, I think, were 2 for 5. They were 3 for 3. And then the points after off the turnover, they got 7. We came away with 3. So just some of the differences in the game, but at the end of the day, the result's the result, and we got to do a better job.
Is there a common thread that you can pinpoint as to some of the struggles in the red zone this season? Because Tyler just keeps kicking 20-some-yard field goals every week. Had a couple in the first half today.
Yeah, to tell you right now, as we sit here without looking at it, and. But we've had some struggles in the red zone, same last year coming here. So,
hey, Sean, obviously Henry had a great night for them, but it looked like your pass defense struggled in the second half. Tannehill completed a lot of balls over the middle.
Yeah.
Can you pinpoint maybe what was going wrong there?
Well, it's not just one thing. I don't think, Sal. I think, some of it we were, sucking up on the play action a little bit there with the play fake and opens up the middle, and that's where they've got good receivers, and that's what 22 does to you. It makes you commit to the run, and we could have done some other things too as well, and we'll look at it as coaches.
Sean, you lost in a similarly tough fashion last year going into the bye in Arizona. Came out of the bye really strong. I think you won every game after that point. How did you use that pain of that loss to kind of fuel the rest of the season, and how do you try to do that again this year?
Yeah, every year is different. I appreciate you bringing that up. You want to win every game, and now we got a week to sit on this one and learn from it and come back stronger. So that's the goal every week, Jay, and that'll be the goal next week as well.
They made mention on the broadcast that Brian found out that he had lost his grandfather. What was the reaction amongst the team, and for him to be going through this, both with his grandmother now and his grandfather, in such a short amount of time, how difficult has this been for him and the team?
Yeah, unfortunate news. Brian's been through a lot over the last 2 or 3 weeks here, and so our prayers and thoughts are obviously with him and his family, and never want to see someone go through that. It's just unfortunate.
John, how frustrated are you with the penalties? Last week, I think it was 10, it didn't end up mattering. This week, it seemed like every one was a big penalty.
Yeah. I mean, they're big, Sal, and it comes back to making sure we're using the right technique and moving our feet, using our hands, getting our hands inside. Had one or two pre-snap penalties also you could throw in there, I believe, and so discipline. Discipline's important, and if you want to be a good football team.
Well, the guys are always talking about how much confidence you have in them and how that inspires them to play at your best. You obviously had tremendous confidence in them, having them go for it on fourth and one there at the end. How do you maintain that type of motivation among the guys? How do you have them keep their heads high after coming up short in that instance?
Well, I mean, I'm always going to believe in my players and our football team and our coaches, and we'll learn from this, and we try to move forward and get better because of it. That's what you do. It's a season of ups and downs, and so it's a team that stays together the longest is going to give themselves the best chance at the end.
Sean, what went into the decision to not dress AJ Epenesa?
Yeah, I just felt like we wanted to dress some other guys and look at some other guys with Harry and dressing the FA and just looking at trying to find matchups as well. So,
Sean, on that fourth down play, does Josh have the kind of a decision there to make, or did he lose his footing a little bit there when you kind of watched the?
Yeah, I just got a little bit of a video of it before I came in here, and it just looked like there was some penetration there off our left side, and they pinched down. So it looked like there was an opportunity, but at the end of the day, I trust them, and I'll trust them again if we're in that situation again. So, I'll take Josh Allen, as you said, Sal, 10 times out of 10. So give them the credit. They made the play they had to make when the game was on the line.
Did you see him slip on the video, though, Sean? It looked like he did lose his footing.
Yeah, I didn't. It looked like they had one player in what became the B gap over there, and he penetrated, and it looked like he knocked us back a little bit there off that left side there.
Sean, in that situation, do you put much thought into picking a field goal there? Is that something that you seriously go back and forth on, and what led to not doing that?
Yeah, I mean, we're this far from winning the game, and I owe that to my players. And I believe in my players. I believe in our quarterback. So I trust my guys. Obviously, we didn't get it done in this case, but I trust my players. Yeah, he did. He was, working through it a little bit there, and then when we got him off the field, we were able to evaluate him a little bit more. So I thought he did a good job pushing through it there.
Sean, on the last play, is there a read for Josh to make? I know there are different types of quarterback sneaks in the playbook. Is this a read, or is that what he was going to do?
Yeah, I mean, most quarterback sneaks are there's a feel or a read element involved, Tim, and Josh is usually spot on with those. You've seen him have a lot of success in those situations, and give them the credit. They made the play when they had to make one, and felt hey, if we're that far from potentially winning the game right there, was the best thing we could do. We hadn't stopped them on defense for a number of drives there in the second half, really. So, but again, felt like we could go and win the game right there. And obviously, didn't get it done.
Let's take two more, please.
I know it's not an instant reaction, but what is your takeaway from this game?
Well, we'll go back and look at it. I just feel like the thing that jumps off the page at me is, number one, is our guys fought, right? It was an intense football game, back and forth like we expected. But the red zone, the turnover, the difference of points right there, that's a potentially different game. But it's not. I'm not going to play the woulda, shoulda, coulda. It's we got to learn from that and get better. And then we've got to fix some things on defense as well. And then the penalties overall, we can't kill ourselves with penalties like that.
How much did you feel that it was, obviously Derek ran it really well, but that the defense kind of wore down as the game went along?
Well, that's what they try and do. They keep pounding you, and that, especially with the wide zone. He had a couple of them there in the second half that, they expect you at some point to wear down. I don't know if it was as much us wearing down as just not playing with, not getting off blocks. In your gap's one thing, but you got to shed the block.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.